for you. Like nobody's watching, nobody's watching. Gonna dance for you, my Lord. I'm gonna sing for you. Like nobody's listening, nobody's listening. Gonna sing for you, my Lord.
I'm gonna dance for you. Like nobody's watching, nobody's watching. Gonna dance for you, my Lord. Nobody's listening, gonna sing for you, my Lord. I'm not holding anything back. I will worship you with all that I am. I'm not ashamed to worship the name of Jesus. I'm not ashamed to shout out the name of the Lord. I'm not ashamed to worship the name of Jesus. I'm not ashamed to shout out your name.
I'm gonna sing for you, Lord. I'm gonna worship you. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed. Lord, I'm gonna dance for you, Lord. I'm gonna sing for you, Lord. I'm gonna worship you. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed. Lord, I'm gonna dance for you, Lord. I'm gonna sing for you, Lord. I'm gonna worship you. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed. Nothing's gonna hinder me. Nothing's gonna silence me. Shout it out if you believe. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed. Nothing's gonna hinder me. Nothing's gonna silence me. Shout it out if you believe. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed.
Nothing's gonna hinder me. Nothing's gonna silence me. Shout it out if you believe. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to worship the name of Jesus. Jesus. I'm not ashamed to shout out the name of the Lord. Worship the name of Jesus, Jesus. I'm not ashamed to shout out the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Dance for you, Lord, I'm gonna sing for you, Lord, I'm gonna worship you. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed, Lord, I'm gonna dance for you, Lord, I'm gonna sing for you, Lord, I'm gonna worship you. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed, Lord, I'm gonna dance for you, Lord, I'm gonna sing for you, Lord, I'm gonna worship you. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed, nothing's gonna hinder me. Nothing's gonna silence me. Shout it out if you believe. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed. Nothing's gonna hinder me. Nothing's gonna silence me. Shout it out if you believe. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed. Nothing's gonna hinder me. Nothing's gonna silence me. Shout it out if you believe. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to worship the name of Jesus, Jesus. I'm not ashamed to shout out the name of the Lord. I'm not ashamed to worship the name of Jesus, Jesus. I'm not ashamed to shout out the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus.
I'm gonna worship you like nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Gonna worship you, my Lord.
Glory, glory, glory be to God. All the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the majesty, the goodness, the love, and the mercy of our God. In God's house. It's great to be in God's house. I was glad when they said it to be coming to the house. I could be sitting a whole lot of other places this morning. God's made us to sit together in heavenly places when we come to His house. This is how life is meant to be, in God's house. With one another, worshiping in truth and love for Him and for one another. This is how it feels to be really free.
Praise your name, praise your name. Thank you.
The world may think you're free on the golf course or in the boat, on a picnic, or shopping on a Sunday morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
A life that's lived and surrendered unto the Lord. When I came to God, I came with long hair. Now I don't have any hair. I came in holy blue jeans and a scruffy beard and marbles rolled up in my sleeve in a not so good shape. Full of nicotine, full of a lot of junk. But God cleaned me up.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't wear a suit because I have to. I wear a suit in respect and honor to my Lord. I didn't even own a suit when I came to God. Brother Wayne Worthy has passed away. Gave me 5 Rothschild suits. Beautiful suits. I wore them for 30 years till they didn't fit anymore. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I've got more notes, but I want to read a note real quick that I wrote to myself. I wasn't going to read it, but I think I need to. And I might have read it here before. Maybe when you walk into God's house this morning, you feel empty or half full from a week of life's challenges. This week, both our cars broke. I got poison ivy. I cut myself. And this is the anniversary of my stroke 1 year ago. But I'm here by the grace of God. Christy put it on Facebook, and I asked her to take it down, and I rethought about it. I don't like to second-guess myself, but when God does something miraculous in your life, don't hide it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Maybe this morning you're overflowing with praise and worship because of your victories, your blessings, you're just knowing there's a God in your life, and you know him. Whatever your condition is this morning, you can leave full and blessed and saved and forgiven and happy, knowing and trusting in the grace of God.
Let's have church. Thank you, Jesus.
Waymaker, miracle gladness, my God. That is who you are.
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 Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Waymaker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Miracle worker, way maker, miracle worker, way maker, miracle worker, way maker, miracle worker,
way maker, miracle worker, way maker, miracle worker, way maker, miracle worker, way maker, miracle worker. Waymaker, miracle worker, waymaker, miracle worker,
waymaker,
miracle worker.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
You're working, and even when I don't, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Even when I don't see it, you're working.
And even when I don't feel it, you're working.
You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop 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 working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop 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 working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
We call you Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
What a beautiful worship. What a beautiful song in God's house this
Hallelujah.
Morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hello.
He's more than enough for all of us. Brother Gary.
Shout it out louder than before. for, let the whole earth sing. Let the whole earth sing. It's a song of praise, a song for all of the redeemed. Let the whole earth sing. Let the whole earth sing. Let the whole earth sing. It's a song of praise, a song for all of the redeemed. Let the whole earth sing. Let the whole earth sing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I was thinking as we were singing the song a few moments ago, Waymaker, Miracle Worker. If you do not know him as a Waymaker, we don't know him as a Miracle Worker. The reason why that often is because we're trying to make our own way. We're trying to work it out ourselves. Oh, I've come to know it's so much easier and it works out so much better when I just place it into His almighty hands.
True, yes.
Say, Lord, You make a way when there is no way. I don't want to spend so much time and futilely attempt to try to make my own way. God, I want You to make the way. I want You to direct my path, God. Lord, I don't want to try to work it out. I want to turn it over to You and let You work it out. Just have the faith to believe that You're able. And I can know You as the way maker and the miracle worker, my God. That is who You are. I know You to be a way maker because I've seen You make a way out of no way. I know You to be a miracle worker because You worked out things that could not be worked out any other way. Thank you, Jesus. Can we applaud the Lord for his goodness? Can we lift our hands and lift our voices? That is who you are, God. You're a way maker. You're a miracle. How I love you, Jesus. How I love you, Jesus. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Remind you, 6 o'clock this evening, our split sessions. Men, we are continuing in our study, Seven Pillars of Freedom. Women, you are continuing in a new study tonight. And children will be gathering together downstairs. I'll just go ahead and give you a little testimony. Walked over Friday night to Snack Shack where all the kids were gathered together. Be with little Sister Sadie and Faith said, "Hey, Austin had a speech tonight." I said, "Austin had a speech tonight." He said, "Yeah, he spoke over in Children's Church." That didn't really surprise me because, as many of you know, Austin's not bashful. So later on in the car, as we were headed to the restaurant, I began to ask Austin, I said, what'd you speak about, bud? He said, well, they invited anybody to want to come up and say something. So I got up there and I began to talk. He began to express something that had been taught to him in a class here at this church. Something his sister Rose had given him and he felt to impart upon those children that were there in that place. I sent Sister Rose a text. I said, thank you for investing in our children. You never know. You never know what one kind word or one simple lesson or one thought. I hear my kids all the time, and they get into a discussion about something. I realize they're discussing something that was taught in Sunday school or something that they heard children's class. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, that they would know you as the way maker and as the miracle worker. I want to be there for them. I want to provide for them, Lord. But there's ways for them. I cannot make. You must make. There are miracles that must be performed in their life that I cannot do. I have to depend upon you to do them, Lord. And I pray that they would do so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just lift our hands and lift our voices? You are so wonderful, God. You are so wonderful, God. I encourage you to gather together with us tonight and split sessions. One more time, I'd like to turn your attention to the word of the Lord. Psalm chapter number 37. Planned to be at more of family camp, but fortunately, because of the situation with Landon and his leg, we had to wait until Thursday. He had an appointment on Thursday morning, and so we were not able to get up to camp until Thursday evening, and so we missed some of it. We have ordered the CDs, and we can certainly share those. But in the moments that I was there and I was able to be a part of the camp, the one thing, the overwhelming thing, I would say that just began to resonate within me, simply this, and I come very candidly before you this morning. I want you to know that as your pastor, I repented before God, and I said, God, I've tried to do a lot of it on my own. And I need you. I need you to order my steps. Place me over people as a shepherd. And God, I need to make sure that I'm leading them right. So I don't want to. I want to base my teaching and preaching upon anything other than what you order of me. I want to do it based upon your direction. I want to get my marching orders from you, God. Psalm chapter number 37, verse number 23. The steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. I want to preach to you upon these two words, ordered steps. Ordered steps. The world in which we live, I realize more and more, it can't be enticing words of man's wisdom. It can't be my own intellect. It can't be my pedigree or my heritage. I told the Lord in my prayers during camp, I said, Lord, I want to love this just because of the life that I've been fortunate to lead. I don't want to love this just because I love the people around me, the family that has led me. I love all those things, but Lord, I want my love. I want the catalyst for what I do to be a deep walk in relationship with you. Lord, I want you to order my steps. Do things out of obligation. I don't want to do things out of tradition. I don't want to do things out of just a feeling of being led this way. I want to know it's you, God. I want you to order my steps. I want to find the answers in prayer. I want to read your word with love for your word. Ordered steps. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Our attendance here in this service would itself show at least some measure of desire to walk uprightly. No doubt some are here because it's what you do on Sunday morning. Some are here because you feel maybe obligated by family or friends, or maybe you know there's no place else you should be. But to be a good person, to truly endeavor to live a life that is beneficial to the world around us, for the motive to be pure, for the catalyst for my conduct here this morning, to be that I truly want to walk a way that leads other people and leads my family and leads myself in paths of righteousness. The more influence we have in regard to those around us, the more accountable we realize we are to make sure we are walking in a way that would steer others away from destruction and towards life everlasting. We so desire to get to the place like the Apostle Paul where we have no confidence in the flesh. However, in our humanity, we realize we often do place confidence in our flesh. To our own hurt and to the detriment of others, we lean on our own understanding and often fail to acknowledge Him in all our ways. We, like impetuous, disobedient children, we often pull our hand from His and run off on our own, thinking we know what is the best way. It is often in those times that God allows us to see the error of our detour. When we walked from His way, as we once again realize we have fallen. And in His love, His mercy, and His grace, He grants us opportunity to get back up and begin to walk again. As I taught this morning, what wonderful, unfathomable grace. He is ever patient and long-suffering with us. His love and forgiveness towards us is beyond our comprehension. And of it, we are infinitely unworthy. It is in this recognition, it is in the understanding that when I pull my hand from His and decide to do my own thing, forge my own path, lean into my own understanding, it is in this recognition that I realize I do err. And I must have steps that are ordered of the Lord. We need never reach a place where we don't know with absolute certainty how much we need Him. As I stated in the first session this morning, in camp, as I began to have those feelings of failure and feelings that I wasn't measuring up and doing what I should be doing, feelings that almost caused me to despair and almost caused me to question why I was even there. Why would I come to a place and feel like I'm not where I should be and not doing what I should be doing? And it's in those moments I heard, if you will, that still small voice that said, that's exactly why you need to be. I need to be challenged. I need to be reminded that when I walk my own way and do my own thing and decide for myself what is necessary or essential, it's then that I mess up. It's then that I make a mess of things, and mistakes then are prevalent in my life. I need to recognize with absolute certainty how much I need my steps ordered. Level of our acknowledged deficiency, catch this, will always be superseded by His sufficiency. How much I realize how short I am, how much I've missed the mark, how much I haven't attained and how much I haven't apprehended. And it is those moments that I realize how sufficient He is to bridge that gap. To make available unto me another opportunity and another chance. Our slips and stumbles will never diminish the surety of His steps. I'm going to say that again. Our slips and our stumbles will never, ever diminish the surety of His steps. We don't ever catch Him off guard. We don't ever cause Him to lose His balance. We don't ever cause Him to misstep. We stumble, we fail. We step on the crack and break a mama's back. We do those wrong things time and time again, but it doesn't cause Him in any way, shape, or form to misstep. It doesn't. His steps are sure. His steps are always right. He's always going to lead us in the right direction. All things work together for the good to them that love God, that are called according to His purpose. But we should seek an increased steadiness in our walk as our steps become more and more ordered by the Lord. You want to know where backsliding begins? Backsliding begins when I start taking my hand out of His and thinking, I know what I need to do and I know where I need to go and I know whether or not to be there. And I'm going to tell you, that's where backsliding begins. When you start leaning under your own understanding and you start thinking you know and you start putting yourself and your desires and your wants above His, that's where backsliding begins. So I've got to constantly come to Him and say, Lord, correct my course. Lord, order my steps in Your Word. Lord, give me guidance and direction. I've veered off again. I've detoured on a way that I know is going to lead to destruction. It's going to hurt me, and it's going to be detrimental to other people. Lord, get me back right. Order my steps, God. Here's the beautiful thing. The Bible says this in verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. We need to understand that God is an ordered God. He has a plan and he has a purpose. He knows what way you need to take. He knows what steps you need to make. He knows. He sees the end from the beginning. He has it all. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. He's already got a destination. His plan and his purpose for our lives is perfect. We're the ones that bring in the imperfection. We're the ones that are often veering and detouring, like that kid distracted. We run off and do this and do that and try to fulfill this, and then we wonder why we're so frustrated. We wonder why we've made our own misery. We've caused ourselves the confusion. And all the time he stands there, are you ready? Are you ready to walk with me again? Are you ready to put your hand back in mine? Are you ready to make sure your steps are sure? Because the only way that they can be sure is if you walk with someone whose steps are always sure. Order my steps, God. I want to be a good man. I want to be a good woman. I want to lead my family right. I want to make right decisions. I want to do those things that are beneficial to the world around about me. I want to follow your plan. I want to be in your purpose. Here's the thing. The Bible says there is delight in this way. Folks, there is a certain peace that comes upon you when you allow God to lead. When you stop straining at it all the time, and there's a certain, we're like that dog that's always straining at the lead. We're all the time trying to do our own thing and go our own way. And there's a peace when we learn to walk with Him. There's a peace when we learn to say, Lord, I don't know, you do. I can't figure it out, you already have. I don't have all the answers, you already do. So Lord, I just place my hand in your hand and say, please, Lord, order my steps. Let me find out what you want me to do, not what I want to do. There's a delight in this, like the delight of a kid who's holding the hand of a trusted adult. They're not worried. Many times relating to my own children, I'm the one making sure that, hey, no, get on this side. Don't walk by the street. Walk over here. No, here. Don't wait. Hold my hand as we walk through the parking lot. Why? Because as a kid, there's just that, you know, I just go to the store. And, well, there's cars in the parking lot. There's people. You got to be careful. And so it's no different. There's a freedom in putting my hand in His trusted hand and saying, Lord, You're never going to put me in danger. Your way will always work out. And here's the thing. That would be great if we always kept our hand in His and we always just did what we were supposed to do and we always prayed about everything. We always got His direction before we made a decision, but we don't. I'm not making excuses for it. I'm just saying we don't. We should, but we don't. Our mistakes are not because He has led us astray. Our mistakes are a result of our own doing. Leaning on our own understanding, thinking we know what's best for us. But then there's this verse, 24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Oh, I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful when I pull my hand from His and I trip and I fall and I roll into a ditch. And guess what? He doesn't look down at me and say, see, dummy, that's what you get. Don't you know every time you pull your hand from mine, that's where you end up? Don't you understand the reason why you stumble and fall? Because you're no longer hanging on to me. I'm tired of walking with you. I'm tired of trying to hold your hand. No, I'm so thankful that every time He doesn't cast me down. He doesn't just keep walking. He just says, hey, I'm going to uphold you with my hand. I'm going to lift you up and dust you off. I know that hurt. It hurt, didn't it? Yeah, I know. And if you walk with me, it won't hurt so much. I'll help you and I'll lead you on. But I'm not going to leave you down there. I'm going to lift you up. And as long as you're ready, we're going to keep on walking. Order my steps, God.
so and I fall on my face, I'm going to look up and say, thank you that you didn't leave me here. Thank you that you didn't utterly cast me down, but you reached down with your hand and you lifted me up. God doesn't expect perfection from us. But what he does offer is his hand of perfection. What he does offer is the opportunity to get back up. Thank God for grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God that when I don't allow him to order my steps and I fall and I stumble and I fail, he picks me back up. Come on. I'm so thankful for that kind of God. I'm thankful for Isaiah 59:1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. I'm so thankful. It doesn't matter how far I fall. It doesn't matter. Listen, it doesn't matter how far the backslider has gone. If they ever look heavenward and say, Lord, uphold me with your hand. Lord, order my steps. I'm tired. Deuteronomy 33:27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. I'm so thankful. When I fall, I'm not utterly cast down, and he upholds me with his hand. And the psalmist says this, verse 25, I've been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Behold, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. There is a promise. There's an assurance in the word of God. He is always there. He is always wanting to order my steps. He's always wanting to lead me in paths of righteousness. He's always wanting. He'll never leave nor forsake us. He's always there. Listen, we talked about this in length during our men's session here recently about the prodigal son. After he wasted all his substance with riotous living, the Bible said, those buddies, those friends that were there to help him spend all the money and have all the fun, when it came time to feed him, he was all alone. He was with a bunch of hogs. The Bible said he would had feigned to fill his belly with the husk that the hogs ate. But then he came to himself. And this is what, even in the midst of famine, even in the midst of shortage of food all around, he comes to himself and says this, there is bread enough to spare at Father's house. There's got to be a hope. My hope, and I said this to the men, here's what you pray in reference to backsliders, that they come to themselves and they recognize the famine in which they exist, and they also recognize there's still bread at Father's house. I'm young, I was young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Let me tell you why I need him to order my steps. Because they're always going to bring me to the banquet table he has prepared for me. They're always going to bring me to the food that will feed my soul. The steps are always going to take me to the table where he's prepared a place for me. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm thankful that the prodigal son came to himself and said, there's bread enough to spare at Father's house. I will arise and go to my father. Here's the thing. Here's the beauty of how God works. Doesn't make us pay for our mistakes. He doesn't refuse us. I made this statement in reference to in the men when we were talking, and men, you just have to bear with it a little bit more. I just feel led. You need to recognize that when the father ran to meet the prodigal son, he just came from a hog wall. He was dirty and smelly, had hog slop all over him. And you look at what the Father does. He doesn't stop and say, "Whoo, boy, go get cleaned up. You stink." He didn't say, "Hey, bring a trough and let's fill it with water and dunk this kid." He reeks. The Bible says he falls upon his neck and kisses him. He embraces that dirty, smelly son. And here's what he does. Go get a robe and put it up. What do you mean go get a robe? It's just clean. You don't understand my love for my son. Go get that robe. But he stinks and he's dirty and he's smelly. He's got all that. Just clean him up. No. Go get the robe and put it on him. Put shoes on his feet to cover up those blisters and cover up those sores and cover up all those calluses. Put a ring on his hand. Give him his authority back. Woo! We serve that kind of God. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. I'm thankful. Let me tell you where ordered steps will lead you. They'll lead you all the way back to the Father's house. They'll lead you to where there's bread aplenty. They'll lead you to authority. They'll lead you to royalty. For he is ever merciful, verse 26, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. He's ever merciful. And lendeth. You know why he's all the time got to lend? Because I'm all the time lacking. Here's the thing. I will never. I know it almost sounds too good to be true, but it's just the way. I will never draw more on his account than what he has ability to pay. He is merciful and he lendeth. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. We serve that kind of God. Why would I want to walk any other way? Here's a way that if they're ordered, I'm a good person. Here's a way that if I listen to him and I pray about my decisions and I read the word of God, my steps are ordered. And even when I fall, he picks me back up and says, "Come on." And I don't ever have to worry about being hungry. He's all the time got bread. He's all the time got sustenance. And if I lack anything else, guess what? He's got it there for me. He's willing to lend. He upbraideth not. Steps ordered by the Lord is the greatest life anyone can ever lead. There's delight in it. Though we fall, we are upheld by his hand. We are never forsaken. We're always given what we need. And even those things which we lack, he lendeth and he blesses us. What a wonderful God we serve. Order my steps. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. This is why we need to pray a lot more than we do. This is why we need to shut off a lot of other influences and entertainment. Instead of being on Facebook, put our face in the book. Why? Because that's how my steps are ordered. That's how I know I'm walking right. That's how I know how to make the right decision when this choice comes. That's how I know. That's how I'm going to be a good person. That's how, even though I fall, I'm going to be lifted back up. That's how I'm never going to be forsaken. I'm always going to have bread. And I'm going to be blessed. Ordered steps. The things that we need to do. The things like praying and fasting and reading our Bible. The things that we know. Crucify the flesh. and exalt the spirit. We just don't do like we should. And we wonder why we mess up and make mistakes. Lord, order my steps. Order my steps, God. It's my new prayer, God. I prayed last night trying to find the will of God for this morning service. I was reading and I was trying to find that verse that would just jump out at you, and you know, you, bam, it's there, and you know that's the nugget that God just, you know, deposited in your spirit. And I'm searching all over and I'm reading, and God. Finally, in my mind, I said, I got nothing. It's like he said, yep, you're right. You got nothing. Put down the computer. I put down what I was reading. I just went in the basement and began to pray. God, order my steps. I want to speak what you need to speak to your people. I don't want to give them just a good thought. I want to give them something which resonates in their spirit and awakens them to reality. So we all need ordered steps. You need to know what to do tomorrow. So when you get up tomorrow, spend some time with the one who will order your steps. Order my steps. I want to walk worthy, God. I want to do what you would have me to do. So here's the call. Here's the appeal. It's a man standing before you, tempting by the unction of the Holy Ghost. Have you fall in love with a God who will order your steps? When's the last time you pulled down the Bible and opened it up? Not out of a sense of obligation, out of a sense of saying, Lord, I need you to speak to me through your word. I need you to order my steps. I need delight in the way, God. Last time you really prayed to get an answer from God? These altars are open. Are you interested in having ordered steps? Do you feel incumbent upon you to make sure you're leading your family right? Make sure you're making the right decisions in your marriage. Make sure that you're leading your children in ways that are right. If you feel any need at all, I implore you, fall on your face before God and say, order my steps. I want to walk the way you want me to walk.
Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day.
In the spirit that I fulfill not the lust of the flesh.
Order my steps in your word, dear Lord.
Lord, I want my stride to be more steady. I don't want to stumble and fall as much as I used to, Lord. I want my gait to get better and better. Order my steps. I want my steps ordered by you. That's why I need to be in church every time the doors are open, because it's there I find order and steps. I find God's plan, God's will. I find out how to be a help to others.
Help me be.
Find out how to lead others in paths of righteousness as I am led by God. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Order my steps in your word.
Territory. I need your wisdom, God. I need you to guide me.
Every day,
I need the Holy Ghost to be the GPS to my soul to lead me in right steps.
Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word.
Encourages, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
To your blessed name, the world is ever changing. But you are still the same.
Thank you.
Again, reminding us the importance of having ordered steps. You have a plan, you have a purpose. The way in which you lead is the way in which I want to walk. Order my steps. The right decisions will be made. It will be a benefit to all those attached to my life. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. Go. But have your steps ordered by the Lord. Let me go in Jesus' name.